We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, optimistic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, your world 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Eutelsat 5 and Eutelsat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión and Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Core, Channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiracua, Channel 30. And in Orgueta, Channel 32 on Demoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on CIETSAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Irtenet City, Channel Z26 on Olha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swater, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Daran U Province, Channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System. In Olha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Spain donates $4.5 million to assist Niger in enhancing food security. In Veg News, African-American women in the USA will release an anthology of writings celebrating spiritual freedom through the plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 26, esteemed Cuban author Alejo Carpentier y Belmont was born in 1904. He is considered one of the fathers of Latin American literature. Mr. Carpentier was among the first to use the technique, magical realism, in which elements of fantasy, myth, and dreams are incorporated into the actual world of the story. This style can be seen in his most well-known work, The Lost Text, published in 1953. Mr. Carpentier also wrote Music in Cuba, which is an extensive study of Cuba's musical history. For his outstanding talent, he was honored with the Sino del Duca World Prize in 1975 and became the first Cuban to receive the prestigious Cervantes Prize in 1977. May Mr. Alejo Carpentier y Belmont's immense creativity continue to be appreciated by both enthusiastic readers and new generations of writers.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. On November 24th, Typhoon Urdurja made landfall in the Philippines, affecting over 400,000 people as 300 millimeters of rain swept through parts of northern Mindanao and East Visayas provinces. With flash floods and landslides triggered, four people succumbed to the calamities, while 13 others were injured.
Sending her love and heart's prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $10,000 for our association members to go provide emergency aid and comfort the afflicted. This amount could purchase $144,000 in items bought in the United States based on the Philippines' cost of living.
Using $2,560 of their personal funds for travel and related expenses, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan quickly went to Cagayan de Oro City in Visayas Province, where many of the victims were staying. After being informed of the disaster situation, they purchased 9,000 kilograms of rice, along with corresponding amounts of salt, sugar, vinegar, soy sauce, and bars of soap. These were arranged into 3,000 packages and distributed throughout 9 villages total.
The relief team also visited the local Boys Town orphanage to convey Master's deep concern for the children's well-being, where they gave out daily necessities including rice, oil, salt, sugar, cookies, and kitchen utensils. All the recipients accepted Master's loving gifts with joy.
Master Qinghai, I would like to congratulate you for this wonderful spirit and the project that you are pursuing throughout the world, now reaching the city of Cagayan de Oro. Go on with your mission. We are behind you. We are praying for you as you are also praying for us. May the world have more of Master Qinghai.
Thank you very much. We love you, Supreme Master Qinghai. We love you very much.
Master Qinghai, I love you.
We join in gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive care of the vulnerable, as well as our association's relief team for their altruistic assistance. May heaven grace the Philippine people with a swift recovery to their fulfilling day-to-day lives as our planetary balance is restored through humanity's gentler stewardship on Earth.
Indonesia and Iran rocked by earthquakes. On Wednesday morning, December 23rd, Padang City in the Indonesian province of West Sumatra was shaken by a quake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale and centered 56 kilometers southeast of Seberut, Mentawai. That night, a 4.1 magnitude trembler occurred near the southern Iranian town of Dargahan in Hormozgan province. There were fortunately no reports of damage or casualties. We thank Allah for safeguarding those in the quake-shaken regions. Our prayers that such traumatic events are replaced by lasting calm as all people transition to more considerate, uplifting ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Zimbabwean leaders agree on reforms. President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, who officially formed a unity government in February 2009, have jointly agreed to setting up commissions to review and improve media and electoral processes. The government's progress in recent months has been commended by United Nations Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Catherine Bragg, who stated, "It has been refreshing to see great progress in so many aspects. I trust this positive trend will continue. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies and Zimbabwe, on your ongoing constructive developments. May your harmonious efforts continue for the upliftment of all fellow citizens and lasting peace across the land."
U.S. woman passes away while helping injured cat. Having looked after stray animals for many years, Miss Melinda Grossman of North Carolina, USA, could not help but stop her car on a recent December night when she saw an injured cat in the center of the road. Wearing dark clothing, the kind 60-year-old animal lover was sadly hit by an oncoming vehicle when she bent over to more closely examine the feline. Both Miss Grossman and the cat passed away that night. Our sincere condolences to the family and friends of the heroic and selflessly giving Melinda Grossman. May her soul serenely rest in heaven's forever love and light.
Contaminated meat recalls raise fears in holiday season. More than 770 pounds of veal suspected of contamination with deadly E. coli bacteria were recalled by a meat packing facility in Ohio, USA, after being delivered to three local meat markets. The flesh came from slaughtered calves who were infected at the time of butchering with E. coli that originated from their feces or intestinal material.
Also, just days before Christmas, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency warned the country's citizens to avoid certain brands of deli meats processed in Montreal for fear of listeria contamination. Consuming these processed meats could cause listeriosis, which can lead to death in vulnerable populations such as expectant mothers and newborns.
Another dangerous disease originating from pork production is the pandemic swine flu virus, which has now officially claimed the lives of 20,168 people worldwide. However, this number is known to be a severe underestimate of the actual total due to the fact that some countries do not even test for swine flu or have given up testing for every case. In newly reported swine flu deaths, totals climbed to 38 in Algeria, 191 in Thailand, 815 in India, and 170 in South Korea, where another 50 people also were being treated in intensive care. China recorded 91 new fatalities in a recent one-week period, while the official count stands at more than 440.
We pray for the loved ones of people suffering or perished due to these and other such horrifying and tragic diseases derived from livestock raising. May the filthy, cruel and risk-filled practice of meat production swiftly end so that only safe and wholesome plant-based foods are served at our families' tables.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Long-awaited U.S. healthcare legislation underway. On the morning of Christmas Eve, the U.S. Senate passed a new healthcare bill lauded as an historic achievement by many, including President Barack Obama. Once the Senate's legislation has been reconciled with the House of Representatives' version and approved, the new system will ensure medical coverage for more than 30 million currently uninsured Americans and will also regulate insurance policies to uphold fair decisions. Following the bill's passage, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid stated, "Never before has the Senate found the resolve to make health insurance more affordable and health insurance companies more accountable until today."
With today's vote, we are now incredibly close to making health insurance reform a reality in this country. Our challenge then is to finish the job. For the sake of our citizens, our economy, and our future, let's make 2010 the year we finally reform health care in the United States of America. Everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Our accolades, President Obama, U.S. Senate, and United States, on this milestone advancement toward providing equal access to such necessary services as healthcare. May your efforts help all Americans achieve higher standards of happy, healthy living.
Save Our Planet World Media highlights veg solution to climate change in their coverage of the major United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. International media groups discuss the vegan diet as providing the most effective and rapid solution to the planetary crisis.
A number of journalists from newspapers, radio and television networks present during the two-week summit interviewed members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association to understand more about the reasons that livestock must be addressed and why a change in what humans consume is so vital.
Environmental journalist Jeff McMahon of True Slant, an online news network in partnership with Forbes Media, wrote,
"But during the first week, the most persistent at the Ballast Center have been the smiling followers of Supreme Master Qinghai, sometimes clad in chicken suits with signs urging vegetarianism."
The article went on to quote one of our association members who stated,
"We have only a short time to save the planet. Technology takes a long time and needs a lot of money, and this is the easiest way. Everyone must be vegan to save the planet."
On the website of internationally distributed The Wall Street Journal Daily News, reporter Spencer Swartz discussed the hot issues tied to meat consumption in his article titled VeggieTales, Climate Activists Urge Meat-Free Lifestyle in Copenhagen.
An army of about 100 people have been regulars at the UN's two-week climate change conference, passing out vegetarian sandwiches to delegates daily and carrying placards calling livestock farms an environmental hazard and to go veg. Reduced meat consumption, if done on a big scale, could even prompt landowners in Brazil, the world's biggest soya producer, to stop clearing rainforests to grow soya bean, which cattle owners often feed their livestock to beef them up.
In the cover story of its December 21st issue, the major South Korean weekly news magazine, Hungara 21, captioned a photograph of our association members as follows.
The way to reduce greenhouse gas is already on the signs of environmental activists who had gathered in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Citing Supreme Master Television as a source of the newest research findings on the meat industry's abusive resources, the magazine went on to conclude that, with time,
the vegetarian diet may no longer be a preference or choice, but survival itself.
We thank the journalists, True Slant, The Wall Street Journal, Hungara 21, and all media who bring to the public information about climate change and the most important countermeasure of halting meat production. May more people join the growing ranks of conscious citizens who opt for the earth-saving vegan diet.
In an interview with the Irish Sunday Independent published in July 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more expressed her appreciation to the media, who are in the indispensable role of alerting society to both planetary problems and solutions.
So, with the vegan diet, we eat what's best for our health, for the animals, for the environment, and naturally we do the rest to restore balance and save our world. I thank you for such a noble journalism like you are upholding, because we really need the media to propagate the new noble lifestyle to save our planet. And I thank you manifold for doing this. Thank you truly from my heart.
Save our planet. Formosan or Taiwanese high school students promote meat-free meals to save the planet. The Student Council of Yangtze High School in Yulin County, Formosa, or Taiwan, launched a campaign calling on the entire school to adopt meat-free meals to reduce carbon emissions, going from class to class to promote their message. After gaining approval from the students and teachers in the school of over 1,000 people, the high school is starting with one veg meal a week and will gradually increase to meat-free meals served daily in the future. A statement from the Student Council said, "We can be just as healthy and happy without meat and have the vitality for our study while we love our planet at the same time." Student Council and participating students of Yangtze High School, we applaud and admire your noble initiative. Blessed be all such efforts as yours in bringing optimal refreshment and vigor to humans while restoring our earthly home.
Save Our Planet. World's largest package delivery company, United Parcel Service, reports a savings of 28% in fuel and 8% in maintenance from its first-generation hybrid diesel delivery vans, with 200 more now on order.
Save Our Planet. India's National Climate Change Action Plan approves its first project, the National Solar Mission, to be implemented in Delhi, with a goal of generating 20,000 megawatts of solar energy by 2020.
Save Our Planet. Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg pledges to bring together a coalition of the world's biggest rainforest countries and create a binding agreement in 2010 for preserving rainforests across the globe.
Save Our Planet. Brazil-based research organization, the Amazon Institute of People and the Environment, reports that deforestation in the Amazon rainforest during November 2009 was 21% higher than in the same month the previous year.
I'm Hee-Haw the Donkey, a vegan, and today I have a tip on keeping your animal companion safe. Cats and dogs can be very curious and want to explore new places. Please securely close doors to garages, attics, basements, or areas where you may store items that can be harmful to your animal friends. They'll appreciate your extra care. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and now the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Taipei, Formosa or Taiwan, the first annual environmentally friendly carnival, organized by the Career Development Association of People with Disabilities in Formosa, was held in Taipei City. The Earth Conscious Group encouraged all participating booths to provide vegetarian fare in accordance with the theme of safeguarding the planet. Located at Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall, the event featured live music and a puppet show. Our association members from Taipei distributed informative flyers and offered fun games to promote awareness of the vegan solution to global warming. They also served a variety of nutritious plant-based dishes and displayed clothes with the slogan, Be Veg, Go Green, and Save the Planet. Our sincere appreciation, Career Development Association of People with Disabilities, for planning this important gathering. May more people continue to realize the answer to saving our world is to become vegan today.
In humanitarian news, Spain donates $4.5 million to assist Niger in food security. The contribution is being channeled through the United Nations Development Programme, and the funds will be used to improve the availability of food and access to it, as well as ensure better nutrition for citizens. Our heartfelt gratitude, Spain, for your generous and valuable support. May the gentle people of Niger be graced with an abundant supply of fresh, nutritious fruit, vegetables, and grains for a thriving future. Coming up on Noteworthy News, African-American women in the USA will publish a book advocating the vegan diet for total well-being. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Please stay tuned for more friendly news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a caring world. In Veg News, an anthology of writings by African American women advocates the plant-based diet. Sister Vegan is to be published by Lantern Books in March 2010. Sponsored by the Sister Vegan Project, it will contain writings on the theme of decolonizing our diets, healing our bodies, liberating our souls. The book will explore how nutritional liberation through the compassionate diet is at the core of real spiritual freedom today. More information can be obtained by visiting www.sisterveganproject.com. Bravo, Sister Vegans! We look forward to reading your life-enhancing publication. May your work help many individuals realize that the earth-saving animal-free diet is essential for the health of body, mind, and spirit.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled Challenging Recipe, told in Sephardi.
Masogana a mabedi ba be ba bolela. Bolelo ba e fetolela go tswa go dipolotiki go ya go dijo. Ke bile ka ba le buka ya go apeya, a rialo. E fela ga ka dira selo ka yona. E na le mošomo o montši. Eng? Go a botšiša yo mongwe. O mpoditše metsoko ka moka e a tshwana. Tšea sekotlolo sa go tlhweka.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on vegetarianism in Judaism on Supreme Master Television's Our Noble Lineage.
I like this program. Let us support vegetarianism and be vegetarians. Mac from the Philippines.
Praise God. We are the stewards of the earth. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. Ermin from USA.
Planet-loving Mac and Ermin, thank you for your comments. In their origin, all the world's religions were based in a vegetarian lifestyle, living in harmony with the well-wishing animals. It is time to return to our noble roots. Let us together inform as many individuals as we can that the planet-protecting vegan diet is a necessity now to ensure the survival of our ecosphere, with heaven's illumination.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven bless your kind hearts and generous spirits.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Meeting for the first time, the High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council of Syria and Turkey signed 50 cooperation agreements in fields including politics, economy, trade, water resource management, and many others.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, along with daughters Malia and Sasha and their dog Bo, visit the Children's National Medical Center, where they read Christmas stories and converse with the young patients.
Saudi Arabian Princess Hissa bint Trad al-Shahalan, the wife of King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, launches a chair for women's health at King Saud University, the first of its kind in the Middle East.
Members of the Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary of Hawaii, USA, along with other state and national government personnel, are successful in safely freeing a young humpback whale from hundreds of feet of plastic rope.
As the first Turkish head of state to visit in 12 years, President Abdullah Gül arrived in Kuwait, where he meets with officials and commends the two countries' stable relations.
Routemaster Busteron, a red double-decker bus in London, UK, that was converted into a vegan restaurant in 2006, has stayed open for the holiday season with special menus and delicious festive fare.
10-year-old Alicia Hudson and her family from Texas, USA, work through a community outreach program to collect and give out 72 bicycles to less fortunate children for Christmas, saying they hope to give even more next year.
Children from Palestinian Bethlehem and Israel's capital city of Jerusalem joined to participate in a Christmas parade for peace and unity.
In response to news aired on CNN.com about the U.S.-based Modest Needs Foundation, which helps people cover basic necessities such as rent, dental work, and utility bills, readers donated a record $232,000 in one day.
In their successful docking with the International Space Station, the three arriving astronauts from Japan, United States, and Russia bring holiday cheer and gifts to share with the two crew members already on board.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.